Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
This right to be able to talk to a human being rather than an AI bot dominates a lot of the papers today. Front page of the Irish Examiner, also front of the Irish Independent, clampdown on chatbots gives buyer right to speak to human. Now, just to be clear, this is only for financial products, although some, including myself, would argue it should be on every website because I'm fed up of having to talk to AI bots when you've any sort of problem. Happened to me during the week with my phone provider, a provider which gives me a phone service and I can't talk to a human being. You're online talking to a robot. You feel like an idiot doing it. But anyway, banks and financial institutions will be obliged to make it easier for customers to speak to human beings following a clampdown on chatbots. And this is so that we as consumers understand the contract we have with financial organisations. And obviously the new rules will also regulate online marketing techniques as well. So I'm sure a lot of people will welcome it. Although some people will probably say, does this mean now that when you ring a helpline or a call centre, there'll be even longer delays? Because at the moment, we still get the COVID messages when you do ring up a call centre where they say, you know, this unprecedented time and we're very, very busy. Are there going to be longer queues forming on the phone lines if you can't, or if they've sort of give you an option of a phone line rather than an AI bot? I'm not sure. But anyway, that's the front of the Indo, front of the Examiner. It'll all be revealed later on today. The Irish Examiner goes with the solicitors walking out as their main story, and solicitors have accused the Justice Minister of Trumpian tactics by recklessly introducing reforms to legal aid fees that have seen lawyers leave courthouses around the country en masse. More than 1,000 court cases have already been adjourned due to solicitors withdrawing their services from free legal aid panels. And a Dublin-based solicitor has now launched a High Court challenge to the reforms. So now Jim O'Callaghan being described as being like Donald Trump. The Irish Daily Mail, Gardaí are demanding new laws to tackle e-scooters. They want people to basically obtain a licence to operate e-scooters and e-bikes. This is after a young recruit was injured in an incident involving a teenage suspected dealer. That happened in Finglas, in the same area where Grace Lynch was knocked down and killed by a scrambler bike in January this year. News Talk Breakfast are going to be discussing this morning with the GRA about their call for new laws to tackle e-scooters. Also, Gardaí as well want proper training in how do you actually pursue one, because this is kind of a new area, so they need to know what are the rules and the laws and a bit of training on how to pursue the e-scooters and scramblers. The Irish Sun, no closure, but we got justice. The mother of the little girl stabbed by Riad Bushakar has said there will never be closure, but justice was served following his conviction this week. Also, Bushakar banged up with Pushka is at the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Riad Bushakar is to serve his prison term with rapists and child abusers. And the monster who murdered Aisling Murphy, says the Mirror. Sources say prison chiefs believe he'll be sent to a unit mostly housing sex offenders for his own protection. And that's where Yusuf Pushka is as well. And in more cheerful Friday news, the front of the Irish Daily Star's headline is Miami's boy. Irish World Cup hero Pico Lopez is going to be cheered on during the game tonight by his doting mother, who's even tipped him to stop superstar Lionel Messi's tricks. The Crumlin Man's Cape Verde team face the world champions Argentina tonight at 11 o'clock. And his mother, Judy Lopez, says that her son won't be intimidated by Lionel Messi as well. And why should he be, in fairness? I see, by the way, in the Times of London, going to the England match on Sunday night, pubs are going to be able to stay open until 5 a.m. Monday morning so fans can watch England's World Cup last 16 clash. Of course, they're playing Mexico. And alcohol licensing hours will be extended for the match because that match kicks off at 1 a.m. So I suppose you need to allow people a couple of hours. So the pubs are going to open till 5 a.m. and individual pubs in England and Wales now don't have to apply for an individual licence to stay open late. Basically, they're all allowed to stay open until 5 a.m. I don't know who is going to be working in England and Wales on Monday morning. I think very, very few people, not that everyone watches the World Cup, but I think a lot of people will be watching. So interesting to see what Monday will be like in England. Elsewhere, the Irish Independent, more news about energy prices. This time, an energy supplier has announced a massive increase to the price of its electricity night rate. Now, we have a night rate, I don't know about you, but the night rate, it goes way down. So it peaks 5 to 7 in the evening and then goes way down at 11 o'clock. But now Pinergy isn't announcing a general price change, but what they are doing, according to the Indo, is hiking the night rate by 82%. So that's one of the biggest increases in electricity charges ever seen in the market. And of course, a lot of people use the night rate, including myself, to charge their cars and also to charge their batteries as part of their solar panel setup. Now, Pinergy were charging a night rate of just 5 cents before VAT, which was very competitive, but now that's shooting way up. Bonkers.ie says the unfortunate fact is that as more and more people embrace EVs and solar panels, and people usually charge them at night, the demand on electricity at off-peak hours is going to increase, and that's probably why the price is increasing as well. Speaking of solar panels, you'll be interested in this one in the Irish Times, because the weather is getting better, which will help to charge up the old batteries. Warmer weather is on the way back to Ireland over the coming week. Now, it's going to be 23 degrees today, but I think by Monday, Tuesday, the weather gets even better. Now, it's not going to be a heat wave. But the Irish Times says it's unlikely to be the last rise in temperatures this summer, according to the UN's climate body, because they're warning that El Nino conditions are developing rapidly and there's going to be an increased likelihood of heat waves, drought, heavy rainfall and other extreme weather events in many parts of the world. The El Nino this year is characterised as strong. It's expected to continue strengthening from June to September, and there's an overwhelming likelihood of above average temperatures everywhere, including in Ireland as well. And obviously we are watching to see what the weather is going to be like for the next week. So Met Éireann is forecasting a rise in temperatures from tomorrow and through next week. But Donegal is going to be a lot different from Wexford. So basically the sunny southeast living up to its name, but Donegal is going to be cloudy and rainy. More about the weather over the next couple of days. Final story comes from The Eye, and we have our favourite fashion trends of all time. Levi's 501 jeans have been crowned as the ultimate style icon, according to a new survey. Most iconic fashion items, here's the top 10. So Levi's is in first, then it's Nike Air Max trainers, vintage band t-shirts, cowboy boots, the North Face puffer jacket, Ray-Ban aviators, blue denim jacket, the Barbour wax jacket, a Burberry trench coat and a Lacoste polo shirt. That's how you make a style statement, according to The Eye.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.